election.
Exactly.
I asked you if there would be an election in Venezuela. That's what I asked. I said, why was the president so quick to dismiss Machado? You answered that question.
And then I said, the objective, Jake, is security and stability for the people of Venezuela.
This man is insane. Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, cannot go on TV without throwing a tantrum and crashing out. I want to show you this CNN interview with Jake Tapper and Stephen Miller, which very quickly derails after Tapper asks the simple question, who is currently running Venezuela? This should not be a gotcha question. It is not a trick question, but Stephen Miller begins to immediately get mad. Later on in the interview, Stephen Miller completely loses his mind and this turns into a shouting match. Just for some context, Stephen Miller is rumored to be playing a big part in this quote-unquote transition, if you want to call it, but really, it's not a regime change. The same regime has stayed in power. We are now just coercing this regime to give us oil. The Washington Post reported earlier today, the National Security Council staff has been gutted and the administration has yet to nominate an assistant secretary of state to handle the Western Hemisphere. The White House is weighing giving Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, and Homeland Security Advisor, a more elevated role in overseeing post-Maduro operations in Venezuela. Miller has been the architect of a lot of the administration's most radical immigration policy, radical deportation policy. And with that background, I want to show you this clip of Stephen Miller just melting down. I'll interject in between the clips, but I'm going to let this play out before giving my opinion. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed below and check this out.
The question about who is now running Venezuela is one that even members of Congress who are big Trump supporters say they're not quite sure about. Senate Majority Leader John Thune told CNN's Manu Raju that he doesn't know what President Trump meant by his assertion that the U.S. is running Venezuela, and he said he needs more information. Can you tell us what the president means when he says this? Is acting President Delcy Rodriguez in charge? Is she running Venezuela or not?
Well, what the president said is true. The United States of America is running Venezuela. By definition, that's true. Jake, we live in a world in which you can talk all you want about international niceties and everything else, but we live in a world, in the real world, Jake, that is governed by strength, that is governed by force, that is governed by power. These are the iron laws of the world
that have existed
since the beginning of time.
But in terms of day-to-day operations in Venezuela, that is acting President Rodriguez, right? It's not some sort of American emissary.
No, what I'm saying is, we'll keep going here, Jake. So I want to say what I'm saying, and then you'll follow up. But what I'm saying is just one level above that, which is that by definition, we are in charge because we have the United States military stationed outside the country. We set the terms and conditions. We have a complete embargo on all of their oil and their ability to do commerce. So for them to do commerce, they need our permission. For them to be able to run an economy, they need our permission.
Okay, a few things. Number one, this is like some serial killer shit right here. Some actual psychopathic serial killer stuff. Stephen Miller is ranting on the White House front lawn about how we're not in an age of niceties anymore. Let me quote him. He said, these have been the rules since the beginning of time. He's talking about countries invading weaker countries and, you know, running those countries. This is no longer the beginning of time, Stephen Miller. This is 2026 at this point. In a post-World War II world order, you know, world leaders came together to make sure that these countries never devolved into such global conflict ever again. We've created some broad rules about invading your next door neighbor, about grabbing territory, and about stealing land. Now, people have broken these rules, such as Vladimir Putin, and there have been wars like Vietnam and in the Middle East, but broadly, we haven't devolved into world chaos because we no longer follow the rules that you can just invade other countries. The rules that we followed since, quote, the beginning of time, as Stephen Miller says, to quote Stephen Miller. This era of peace over the past 80 years has created a lot of prosperity in Western countries. The quality of life, the lifespan has increased. We have new technology and new medicine because we're no longer in world effing wars. So sorry, Stephen Miller, but this is no longer the beginning of time. And just because you want to erode this global order does not mean the rest of us want to play by these historic rules that Russia is also playing by. I'm going to continue the psychopathic rant by Stephen Miller.
So the United States is in charge. The United States is running the country during this transition period.
If that's true,
obviously that doesn't mean that President Trump is setting the bus fare schedule inside the country.
So
it doesn't mean that President Trump is assigning the K-12 curriculum in the country.
The indictment.
Okay, so how are we running a country without military boots on the ground? Conservatives keep laughing at the idea that this will turn into another war or forever war, but then they're allowing Maduro's regime to stay in power and claiming the United States is the one that is in charge. I'm just confused because you really think that Maduro's VP will willingly give up power, cede all of her power to the United States? That is not how it works. Then this continues. He gets asked about Greenland, and they begin to fight more.
Important topic. The premier of Greenland and the premier of Denmark and other Danish officials are responding to a Twitter post from your wife, Katie Miller, herself a former Trump White House official.
Look at this disgusting smirk. The disgusting smirk on this guy's face. You think it's funny? The Greenland premier had to come out and calm a panicked population and say, I know everybody is worried, but do not panic. We are not being invaded. And this guy thinks it's funny on the White House lawn.
Katie Miller, herself a former Trump White House official, showing Greenland covered with an American flag, saying soon after that was posted, President Trump repeated the claim that the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons. The Danish prime minister responded to this in an interview earlier today, as reported by Bloomberg, quote, I believe one should take the American president seriously when he says it wants Greenland, but I will also make it clear that if the U.S. chooses to attack another NATO country militarily, then everything stops, including NATO, and thus the security that has been established since the end of the Second World War. Can you rule out that the U.S. is ever going to try to take Greenland by force?
Well, let me go back a step. The president has been clear for months now, so I know you're treating this as breaking news. The president has been clear for months now that the United States should be the nation that has Greenland as part of our overall security apparatus.
Wait. Sorry to pause, but that is basically just a yes. In the clip I played prior, Stephen Miller was melting down, yelling about how strength equals, you know, if you're a strong country, that means you could take over a weaker country. Now he's not ruling out that that Greenland might be taken over.
Right, but your wife posted that like hours after the Venezuela operation.
No, that's
why it's newly relevant.
I'll talk with you about it for an hour. I think it's a really important conversation. I just wanted to reset Jake by making clear that it has been the formal position of the U.S. government since the beginning of this administration, frankly, going back into the previous Trump administration, that Greenland should be part of the United States. The president has been very clear about that. That is the formal position of the U.S. government.
Right, but can you say that military action against Greenland is off the table?
It wouldn't be military action against Greenland. The Greenland has a population of 30,000 people, Jake. The real question is, by what right does Denmark assert control over Greenland?
What? Was that like a thinly veiled supervillain threat? He's basically saying nobody is going to fight the U.S. over Greenland because they have such a small population they can't even put up a fight? This is some supervillain psychopathic shit.
What is the basis of their territorial claim? What is their basis of having Greenland as a colony of Denmark? The United States is the power of NATO. For the United States to secure the Arctic region, to protect and defend NATO and NATO interests, obviously Greenland should be part of the United States. And so that's a conversation that we're going to have as a country. That's a process we're going to have as a community of nations.
So you can't take it off the table that the U.S. would use military force to seize Greenland. You can't take it off the table.
Jake, I understand you're trying very hard to, which again, is your job. I respect it. It's great to get exactly the headline, right? That catchy headline.
I'm trying to get an answer to the question.
That says Miller refuses to rule out the United States should have Greenland as part of the United States. There's no need to even think or talk about this in the context that you're asking of a military operation.
Dude, you can't even answer. Look at Jake Tapper's face. Jake Tapper is completely just mind blown by the answers he's hearing. You know why? Because he's asking about Stephen Miller's own wife's post. Let me drag this on a screen now so everybody can see the post that we're talking about. Katie Miller posted on Twitter soon, and it was Greenland covered in the U.S. flag to imply they've been invaded or annexed or territorially claimed. That is absolutely batshit absurd. we haven't even gotten on to the main viral clip of the end of the interview. Stephen Miller melts down on Jake Tapper in a very embarrassing manner. I'm going to let it play out.
The president was very quick to say that the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, opposition leader Machado in Venezuela, doesn't have the support in Venezuela to become the next president or the interim leader. And I wonder where he got that from, given that her... basically, her cutout, Gonzalez, won the election last year, overwhelmingly, 70% of the vote or something like that. Why does the president think that Machado should not be the next leader? Why does he think she's weak?
Good question.
First of all Venezuela experts agree, all Venezuela experts agree, that it would be absurd and preposterous.
Venezuela experts? All Venezuela experts?
For us to suddenly fly her into the country and to put her in charge? And the military would follow her, and the security forces would follow her. It's not even a serious question.
So should there be an election?
If you give me the floor for 30 seconds, let me tell you what we are doing here, Jake. The United States, this is sort of foundational. The United States is using its military to secure our interests unapologetically in our hemisphere. We're a superpower, and under President Trump, we are going to conduct ourselves as a superpower. It is absurd that we would allow a nation in our own backyard to become the supplier of resources to our adversaries, but not to us, to hoard weapons from our adversaries, to be able to be positioned as an asset against the United States rather than on behalf of the United States.
Sovereign countries
The Monroe Doctrine and the Trump Doctrine is all about securing the national interests of America. For years, we sent our soldiers to die in deserts in the Middle East to try to build them parliaments, to try to build them democracies, to try to give them more oil, to try to give them more resources. The future of the free world, Jake, depends on America being able to assert ourselves and our interests without apology. This whole period that happened after World War II, where the West began apologizing and groveling and begging what I'm talking about, Jake, is the idea. And by the way, I know you love doing that smarmy thing, Jake, and I was hoping to be better than that this time.
I asked you about if there should be an election.
Exactly.
I asked you if there would be an election in Venezuela. That's what I asked. Why was the president so quick to dismiss Machado? You answered that question.
The objective, Jake, is security and stability for the people of Venezuela. With our help and leadership, that country will become more prosperous than it has ever been in its whole history. There will be conversations, Jake, about all of these guideposts along the way. The reason why I was giving you that speech, which I know you didn't want to hear, is because you're approaching this from the wrong frame. This neoliberal frame that the United States' job is to go around the world and demanding immediate elections be held everywhere, immediately, all the time, right away, to create these vacuums.
That's not what I think, but you invaded the country. Went into the country and we seized the leader of Venezuela.
Damn straight we did.
And I'm saying,
we're not going to let Tim Pot communist dictators send rapists into our country, send drugs into our country, send weapons into our country.
Okay.
And we're not going to let a country fall into the hands of our adversaries. The future of Venezuela, working with America, is going to be so bright and so incredible and so positive, and we'll have a conversation about everything that you raised. But the priority right now, as the president has made clear, is a judicious, thoughtful, careful transition process to secure a great future for Venezuela and to secure a great future for America.
All right.
And let's just take a moment and just acknowledge, Jake, that what we've witnessed under President Trump's leadership this last week is one of the greatest foreign policy and military victories this country has ever had.
Stephen Miller, thank you so much. Appreciate your
time. Thank you.
And then the interview is over. Okay, a few things. I just want to point out a few things. I understand Jake Tapper's frustration throughout this interview because Stephen Miller unshakably is using talking points that are absolute bullshit. Jake Tapper asks him, hey, you've stolen the leader out of Venezuela. Congrats. Good job. You've done it. Now what is next? It seems like Maduro's VP is the one who is in power, meaning this wasn't a regime change. You're not holding an election. And Jake Tapper even mentioning that election caused a 3-minute tirade out of Stephen Miller where he admits that he wants to return to a pre-World War II era. a pre-World War II era where countries can steal, rape, and plunder other countries, annex territory, all of the above, because he thinks the West has been weak, or the United States has been weak. What are you talking about? We've created wealth and prosperity over the past 80 years. Yes, there is wealth inequality, but just living in America in 2025 compared to basically any country in 1917 or 1935 is just a way different story due to the alliances that we've built. They want to erode that. They want to take that away. They misunderstand what the Monroe Doctrine is by saying that it means we can basically police any country in our hemisphere. That's not what it says. The Monroe Doctrine just said European countries can't come over to our hemisphere and can't be in our backyard. It's also just BS, the Monroe Doctrine, because then it also allows Russia and China to control their hemisphere. One final point I want to make is that conservatives for the past 4 years have been arguing against getting involved in foreign affairs like funding Ukraine. They do not want to fund Ukraine, even in its fight against a larger authoritarian country. But the second that Daddy Trump tries to initiate regime change, they're bending over backwards, doing mental gymnastics, trying to justify the idea that we can just go into other countries and be interventionists. Now all of a sudden they drop the America first. Or now all of a sudden they can understand how sometimes you have to, you know, get involved with foreign affairs to be America first. I've been making this argument for years and years and years. Well, ever since the Ukraine invasion, Russia invasion of Ukraine. Funding Ukraine is putting America first. It's the same thing. And conservatives never understood that. They said, hey, if we're ever involved in any foreign country, that means we're not putting America first. But now all of a sudden, they understand the nuance. That's not me justifying this removal of Maduro. That's just me saying conservatives are spineless. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.